So today, I don't know how many of you know this, but I do have a prophetic gifting, and today I will be bringing something that God gave me. I will be tying in our written word in with this. And I'm also going to put a heavy emphasis on my own testimony with this. So don't feel like it's directed at you, but if you feel so inclined to grab up a backpack and join me on the journey, because it's going to be fun. Okay, so title of my sermon today is Walking in the Light in the New Year. And I was given a forecast kind of for 2020, just the decade, just the overall feel of the decade. What I saw was I was in the throne room with a bunch of other people. This is the throne room of God. And Jesus was before us as a majestic great white lion. Now, Jesus is not a actual lion. Let's clarify this. This is a symbol. And this symbolized his holiness and purity. He walked before us as we laid crowns at his feet. And then we brought him idols we had been hiding, and he smashed them into dust. We were overjoyed. He began walking, and we followed him into the future. Now, this is what I think God was saying to me. As long as we're honest about our issues, Jesus can work with that and free us from bondage of our own making. The decade 2020 is going to be about transparency with ourselves and God and really following God. Now, I'm going to do a reading from 1 John 1, 5 through 7. This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin. So let's talk about it. What does walking in the light mean? Walking in the light is about transparency. It's about honesty. It means that we're open and honest with ourselves as well as God. And let's talk about what does walking in darkness mean, the exact opposite. Darkness is denial. We deny the problem spots, hide them from ourselves, hide them from God. And that really brings us to the crux of this is honesty with ourselves is honesty with God, because if we are in denial about anything that's going on in our lives, any problem spots we might have, we are not being honest with ourselves and we're not being honest with God. So, in order to God for to for God to operate us and help sanctify us, we have to take part in that and actually walk in the light. We have to go before Him. Now, I work in a facility that processes manufacturing medical drapes. We do drapes for cataract surgeries. They're disposable drapes. There cannot be any debris, dust, hair, anything of the sort that's unclean in these drapes. It will get in someone's eye if it's in these drapes. So at certain stations, we have very special light. It mimics sunlight. It has two bulbs in it. And we put the drapes underneath that light to be able to see what we're doing when we're doing sterile work. So we can see, and it lights up everything. We can see dust, we can see hair, we can see little bits of debris, and we make sure that that gets kicked out. And that's kind of what walking in the light is like for us. We are under the light of God. God is light, and God is love. And underneath that light, He can see all the parts of our heart. And God already knows our problem spots, but He wants us to know our problem spots too. And that was something I struggled with because I don't like to know that I have problem spots in me. I would like to think that I'm a pristine little piece of paper here, but I'm not. but let's go to what happens when we do walk in the light. 1 John 2, 1 through 2 says, "My dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but for the sins of the whole world. So we're covered. We don't have to deny, you know, those little bits and pieces of us that we hold on to. We don't have to deny that because we can be clean from that. And, you know, God is faithful. He wants the best for us, you know, and for his name's sake. And this is for God's glory, too. You know, we can't really glorify God if we're hiding these things that we've made for ourselves, that we have just built up and we worship on the side. We can't do that because, you know, nothing is to come before God. And one thing that I really struggled with was, you know, the honesty of that. This year, really, I'm highlighting things in myself that I see that are not okay. A few weeks back, after he had put hands on me, I had had PTSD. It was very acute PTSD. It was from trauma in my childhood. And I'm not going to go too much into that, but it was AWOL that day. After I had come back up, it was completely gone. Like right now, normally I would be a wreck talking in front of people. And right now I am not a wreck. So there's something to be said for that. But when the noise of that went down, I was suddenly able to see things that I was doing to myself and to other people that were not okay. You know, I do have a temper. I do have a mouth. I try to hold back that most of the time and pretend it's not there, but it's there. And sometimes I open it, and things come out of it that are not good, and they hurt people. And so I'm starting to learn, you know, underneath the light, I can see what is in me. That anger, that temper, that mouth. Sometimes I like to think I'm a little smarter than some people, and I'm not. Sometimes, and, you know, for emotional pain, a lot of times I was hurting myself by extremely overeating. I do have a weight problem. Not that I am degrading my body or anything else with it. It's like right now I have to be happy with the way I am because the alternative is beating myself up and we're not going to go there. And that's not good for me. And when the anxiety went away, I noticed that I was able to tell when I was full again. I had never really been able to tell that. And suddenly I had a stopping point and I was like, okay, I need to stop here. And I'm starting to notice what I was doing to my body. And now I'm actually noticing my clothes are going on a little easier. And I'm able to bend over a little easier. And so that's things that were sins against the body. The temple that, you know, God gave me to house the Holy Spirit was kind of, I mean, it's just kind of stretched out tabernacle. You know, but, you know, being able to see that underneath the light, that is what is so important. And we can't say that we follow God when we're not actually doing things of God. And some of those things are restraint, you know, self-control. Some of those things are love toward other people, humbleness. You know, against those things, there's no laws. But when we don't have that light, we can't really be honest with ourselves and go, okay, this needs working on, or I need help with this. We can't do it on our own. Not 100%. I mean, we can do some behavior modification all you want to, But unless you are in it in your spirit, you're not going to get there. And sometimes your spirit needs a lot of help, and it needs God's help. And God is the one that can see everything. And that's actually why when I was given the privilege of picking today's songs, I chose the last song, I Surrender. Because this also comes with surrender. Sometimes we have to surrender ourselves. We can't be the boss all the time. I mean, that's not really in our job description. Our job description is to be co-creators with God, and in order to operate at 100%, we have to be 100%. And that means we have to be 100%ed by the one who can. So I end with this. I'll end us with a prayer. Dear Father, today I ask, Lord, and I thank you, Lord, for all the things you have done for us in Christ Jesus. Lord, that we have an advocate, that we have a place where we can go, where we can be cleansed, that he was our cleansing sacrifice. Lord, I ask this over myself and over everybody else. Lord, give us the sight to see, Lord. Lord, help us to see. Help us to find your light. And most of all, help us in our weakness, Lord. And these things I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.